Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from
broadcasting live from our studios here in Elkhorn Village, Idaho. I have my co host from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm about to bring him on. He should be doing his show also. We're going to be doing a joint show. This is about the death of Bin Laden. And let me see if he is on now. You there?
I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Welcome in, Daryl Wynn from Charlotte, North Carolina. And how are you today, Daryl?
All right. Like you said, the show's on. I can't say the man's name. Vladimir. I don't know how you say his name. It's about him today. Like she said, if his picture should be shown when he was killed, some people say no. Some people say it was gruesome. Some people say it should. We'd like to know your input on that. Should the
yes,
U.S.
we would.
Or should they not? So what?
I said yes, we would. The phone lines are open at 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212. You're welcome to call in to either one of our shows, and you'll get both of us. Daryl will be on for 2 hours. Is that correct, Daryl?
Well, it's 1 hour 53 minutes now. Yes, I will be.
Yeah. Okay. And then I will be on for another hour playing some great celebratory music, like Cool in the Gang Celebration and Get This Party Started, and a few other songs to celebrate the death of Bin Laden. But we, at this point, we are welcoming your phone calls. Call in, you're welcome to, and we will discuss his death, what should happen with the photos, what should happen with the place where he was actually staying, and if this is going to help Obama. So, Daryl, what do you think about the photos?
I think that they should put them on, but they just let people see them. But if people are going to watch them, make sure the kids are not around. I don't think it's really anything for kids to see. I mean,
right.
If you're actually going to watch them, fine and dandy. But be sure you're watching the news show by yourself. If your kids are watching, I don't think they'll see you what your kids will see. If they're teenagers, then that's their choice if they want to see it or not. But if they're as, say, from 14 down, no. I don't think any kids will see anything like that. It is gruesome. It's not pretty. Death is not pretty anyway. And that's really not pretty. So if you watch it, fine. If you choose to watch, if you want to see it, fine. If you choose not to, that's fine also. That's your choice. But I think it should be shown where people can have that choice if they want to see it or not. As you know, I don't know if it was today that Obama went to Ground Zero. RSD.
Yeah. Today was the day he went to Ground Zero. Instead of celebrating Cinco de Mayo, he went for a photo op in Lower Manhattan, New York City, met with firefighters, met with some of the victims, and some of the victims chose not to meet with him. There was one that I heard her account after what had happened. She was on Fox News this afternoon, and after she met with the president, and there's a thing about the CIA and the Justice Department is investigating the CIA people that, did the enhanced interrogation on people that led to, basically it led to Bin Laden being killed. However, the Justice Department is still has an active investigation against some of these CIA agents that was doing their American duty and is still have this over their head. And this one person that was on, her brother was a pilot on the flight 77 that left Dulles Airport in Washington, and that's the one that crashed into the Pentagon. She basically point blank asked the president, what is your opinion? Can you talk to the attorney general and see about stopping these investigations and, you know, against the CIA agents. He's like, I don't have an opinion on it. That's what she said. So, but yeah, he went there for a photo op, and it was a good thing that President Bush did not go, because it, you know, anything that happened today, for the most part, you know, where the president is concerned, I believe, honestly, that he would use it as a campaign. So.
Do you know if it was a good turnout there today? I looked it up. I didn't know. It didn't say if it was a good turnout for him today or if it was mediocre.
I don't know.
It wasn't about the president. It wasn't about the president. It was about Laden Bin Laden and what he'd done. And these people were celebrating because he took down the Twin Towers. This is what this was about. It was a celebration.
But what I don't get,
the evil man is gone.
But what I don't get, this was his first visit to Ground Zero. He's been in office 2.5 years. I mean, he should have went right after he was elected and right after he was sworn in as president in January 2009. Instead, he waits, and, you know, if Bin Laden was never killed, he probably, if he wasn't killed and where we were last week, if that's where we were today, if last Sunday did not happen where he was killed, Obama would not have gone to Ground Zero. So I don't know.
You're right. Maybe not. But President Bush didn't go to Ground Zero after 9/11 either.
Yes, he did. It was a few days after 9/11, but he did go because he had that bullhorn moment. Where he said, you know, he was speaking, and somebody said, you know, we can't hear you. And Bush said his famous line, well, I can hear you, all of America hears you, and those that knock these buildings down will hear from all of us soon. That's his famous bullhorn line that he used. He was standing on the pile of rubble next to a firefighter. That was right after 9/11. It was like a week or so later, but it was after. Actually, it was before he did his speech to the country, because he got one of the victims' mothers, who was a police officer. She gave him the president. She gave him his shield, his police shield, and in his speech on 9/20/11. He mentioned the person by name. I think his name was George Howard, police officer. And he said that he had his shield that his mother gave him. So he did go to 9/11. It wasn't right after 9/11, but because of security concerns and everything. But it was about a week or so later. It was right before he spoke to the Congress and the country. So...
yeah, he went, but, you know, it's up to you if you want to go. Maybe Biden didn't think it was time for him to go. Maybe he was hoping that we bring down Laden Bin Laden and he could go later. You know, who knows?
I don't know. I mean, supposedly he says, you know, he's been thinking about the victims and waging this war, and maybe, you know, giving him the benefit of the doubt, maybe it's possible that he wanted to you know, have the trophy of killing Obama first before he went. We don't know, you know, but there are going to be people out there that's going to say, and I'm one of them, but there's going to be people that say, well, why did he wait 2.5 years before he went to Ground Zero and visited the firefighters and the victims' families? And, you know, they had the ceremony, the wreath he gave at Ground Zero. Biden you know, luckily he was awake enough, but he gave a ceremony at the Pentagon. And, of course, you can't forget about what happened on Flight 93, which one of the songs I'll be playing deals with that in a little bit. But the phone lines are open, and if you want to call in, if you are listening, the phone numbers are 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212. That's to get me or Daryl. And you'll get us both, actually, at the same time. So, anyway.
But no, you're input.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what the Blog Talk Radio is for. It's for you, the folks, to call in and let us know your opinion. So, we know you're out there. And
I know you don't want me and this is me and C give our opinion. We want to hear your opinion because your opinion is the one that counts. I mean, ours do too, but we want to hear your opinion.
Exactly. And I know that there's somebody on my end. I know because I'm looking right at it. I know that there's somebody listening live. So the person that's listening live to the show, whoever you are, call in and say hello and give us your opinion and what you think of the photos and 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212. So what do you think about
the
place
on my
that...
opinion, somebody,
what's that?
Somebody on my opinion is looking at... Somebody on my side listening to the show, too. And like she said, give me a call in at... 714-464-5212 and give us a call. I mean, just tell us what you think. You don't have to be on the line long. Just text me so you say hello. Give us your opinion of the picture. Do you think Obama did the right thing by going to ground zero today? Do you think it's about time they got Obama? Do you think the CIA was wrong? Do you think the country that people say they hit him was wrong? Give us an opinion. We don't know. We don't know what you're thinking out there, but we'd love to know
exactly
what your opinion is about the whole situation.
And another thing, Daryl, that hasn't been brought up in the news, but I thought about it today. The place where he was staying at in Pakistan could become a shrine. The U.S. military should have torched that damn place, but now. Even though there's no body there, because and actually a lot of Pakistanis don't feel like he actually, was there and that he is still alive. Of course, there's always going to be conspiracy theorists that think that. But the place where he was staying at in Pakistan will probably become a shrine because they didn't torch it like they should have. So. But again, we welcome your opinion. In the meantime, we're going to take a break. We're going to hear from Ray Charles with America the Beautiful here on Sunny Internet Radio, KALD Sun Valley, and my co-host in Charlotte, North Carolina, Daryl Wynn. So here is Ray Charles. Thanks, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Make God thy gold refine. was in school, we used to sing something like this. Listen here.
Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain. A purple mountain majesty is.
Idaho. I am DJ Aaron D, and I'm on with my co-host Darrell Wynn in North Carolina. That was the late Ray Charles with a great rendition, probably one of the best renditions ever of America the Beautiful. Absolutely. So guest call-in numbers 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212. We know that you're out there listening. We want your opinion on what's going on with the death of Bin Laden, how you feel about it, how you think the media coverage has been, and so please call in and talk to us. That's what we're here for. I'll be on for another 2 hours and 36 minutes. My co-host Darrell will be on for another 1 hour and 36 minutes, but we are here. The phone lines are open, and we are waiting for your phone calls.
Please give us a call. And like you said, my number is 714-464-5212. We'd love to hear what you got to say. Like we said, it's just us talking. It can be obnoxious because we never did like the man. I don't think anybody in the world liked the man. If they did,
well, I'm sure there's a few people that like the man.
Yeah, there's a few necrosols out there that like the man. Yeah, I'll give them that.
Yeah.
Few hypocrites, a few people that want to kill people. I mean, explain to me, what is the habit of killing people? I mean, because we have freedom and you don't. We have the freedom of speech and you don't. But that is not worth killing. Or you just want to be down on cold? Which one is it?
You know, I don't know, because I'm not a jihadist, Darrell. At least that's not my day job. No, I'm kidding. I'm not a jihadist, so I don't know. But I believe that their reasoning is, which of course is one sided and completely off the bin. But what their ideal of thinking is that number one, they hate the Jews. They've always hated the Jews. They've hated the Jews for 2,000 years. Number two, the United States, up until this administration at least, had no better ally than, well, we got two main allies, and that's Great Britain and Israel, which, of course, this president has decided to treat like crap, treat like an ugly stepsister on prom. But they hate our way of thinking. They hate our way of life. They hate the fact that we came out there and we helped the country of Kuwait in 1991 during the first Gulf War. And, I mean, that's when all this stuff started. They hate the fact that infidels, as they call them, was on their precious land. And it all started with the 93 bombing of the World Trade Center, which, I, if my memory serves me correct, killed something like six people. So, and then you had the bombings in Kenya and Tanzania. You had the USS Cole bombing. There was several other instances that happened before 9/11, and then what's happened since 9/11. And but these are some evil people, and they want to spread terror throughout the world and impose their way of thinking, and they don't like Americans, and they don't like our way of thinking, our way of life, and the fact that you know, people can speak out even if they oppose our leaders. And that's one of the rights that we have in this country, and thank God we do, you know. So
yeah, but that's their way of life. I mean, it's Americans over here, it's people who I hate, and people might jump me for this, but it's Americans over here, they don't like our ways either, and I understand that. We all don't get along, just like any country. We all don't like different things, bring things away, and we do kill each other. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not like Messiah. We're not like him. We are a free nation. We're a free country, and we try to do everything right. We don't do everything right by the politics. No, we don't. And people disagree on different matters and different things.
Mm-hmm.
What happened on 9/11 was wrong. That was definitely wrong. You fly planes into the Twin Towers and you kill people. Okay, you seem to try to get a point across. Okay, what point are you getting across? You showing you can kill people? I don't understand that. Okay, we can kill you. Because your thing is that you got to catch us to do it. You're going to get caught. It's like Laden Mazan got caught and he's dead. He got caught eventually, it took 10 years, but he got caught.
Yeah.
Whenever you do something wrong, we will catch you. It may take 5, 10, 15, 20 years, but you're going to get caught because you're going to make that crucial mistake like Sudden Milan did. That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do I hate he did? Personally, I don't know the man, but what he's done, I hate the way the things he's done. Okay. I don't know the man because I can't say I hate the man. I just like what the man believes in. You can't consistently take money. I see his views and everything he believes in.
Right.
Like that. And what he did,
mm-hmm.
So I don't agree. People, give us a call. We know you don't agree on this. We know you think if this is a celebration, he needs to be killed. It took. And give us your opinion. Don't sit on your butt and just listen. Give us a call.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I've been saying, get down the line. Get down the line. Okay, we got it. It's over.
Yeah.
It's done. That doesn't mean that the killing's done, because Al-Qaeda will step up. You know, you never can't turn your back or let your arm down, because you know they're out there. We don't know if they're stronger than we don't know if they're strong as ever with him or if they're weak. We don't know. But we always, as Americans, we always got to keep our guards up. So So I know my co-host is with me here. People, it's not over. Just because we killed the man, it's not over. It's far from over. Do you agree on that, Steve?
I do agree on that. And, you know, personally, you said you don't hate the man, you hate what he does. Me, I hate the man. I'm glad he's fucking dead. Sorry, people, but, you know, I'm glad the son of a bitch is dead. You know, I wish they had cut his damn head off, stuffed it, and put him at ground zero to mark the fact that we killed the son of a bitch. You know, that's my own personal opinion. If you like it, fine. If you don't, say so. Call in and let us know what your opinion is. That's my opinion. Our call-in numbers are 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212. You can call into either number and get both me and Daryl. And I'm doing my show from my studios here in Elkhorn Village, Idaho. Daryl is in North Carolina, but like I said, I don't like the man. I'm glad that he's dead. The other night when I heard it right before I went to work. And on my way to work, I cried. For the people that died, I cried. And it gave me time to think. That walk that I do going to the bus stop, that gave me time to think. I passed the fire station on my way to the bus stop. And I didn't stop, but I turned toward that flag and I saluted that flag. When I got to work, I saluted the flag there also. And then if you're friends with me on Facebook, you've seen some of my very interesting statements about Bin Laden and the fact that he's dead. And, you know, I can joke about it, but, you know, I didn't know anybody that died that day. I didn't have any friends or family. But as an American citizen, I took what happened on 9/11 personally, like a lot of Americans did. I took it freaking personally because it was an attack on my homeland and my American brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter about race, color, creed, religion. It was an attack on my homeland, on my brothers and sisters of America, and this guy, this son of a bitch, had to pay, and it took a little bit of time, almost 10 years, but this son of a bitch is now, fishes and sharks are now feeding off his sorry ass, and that's the way it should be. So, like I said, if you have an opinion, please call in 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212. What do you say we take another little break and I can play another song?
Let me say one thing. Before you take that break, if you don't like my opinion, you don't have to call in to me. Call in to Steve. If my opinion is someone, if you don't think I'm right or I'm not a true American, call Steve Show. You talk to both of us. If you don't want to talk to me, you want to talk to Steve, I won't talk about that Steve. But same thing with me. You don't want to talk to Steve, you don't like his opinion, he'll listen to me and I'll talk.
Exactly.
But I know people out there want to talk. So people can call. You don't have to like either one of us because you don't know either one of us. We're just giving you our opinion. I mean, you might not, you might hate both of us because we're doing a show. That's fine and dandy. I mean, it won't hurt our feelings.
Right, and the thing is that we're coming from two different points of view. Daryl is a black man. I'm a white man. We're coming from two different points of view, but we're both Americans. We were both born in this country. We're both Americans. We have contrasting points of view a little bit, but we agree on some things. But what we welcome is your opinion. That's what counts here. That's what this show is for. It's not for us. For us to hear ourselves talk, believe me, I hate hearing myself talk. And if you listen to my show on a normal basis and hear the music, you know that I don't like to talk.
It's just rough. You there? Yeah,
I'm
rough.
Here.
And we don't want to sit here and talk the whole hours.
Exactly.
So Steve will take us to a song, and after that, hopefully we'll have some callers.
Okay, this song, thank you, Dara. This song is was released, this artist is not a regular artist. She wrote this song after 9/11. This song is about what happened on Flight 93, about one of the passengers that called his wife from the plane on Flight 93. And the song is called Little Did She Know She Kissed a Hero. So this is Chris Jackson here on Sunny Internet Radio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Idaho. I am your host, DJ Aaron D, broadcasting live from our studios here, and we've got Daryl Wynn, who is broadcasting his show from Charlotte, North Carolina, and you there, Daryl?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I would like to let you do the promo. Give us one of us a call. You give me a call. 714-464-5212. Give me a call. Let me know. My board is not lit up yet, but once. And that person hung up as soon as I went to try to go to him. So, ever who that was, you meant the call. You called the wrong number. Give me a call back. Let me know what was all that about. And Steve will give you his number, and we'll go from there.
It's 347-850-1572, and all my regular listeners to my show. As you know, I don't normally open the phone lines. I normally play music, but this is one of those special occasions where I'll play a little bit of music like I just played, but we want to hear from you, the listener. We know that you're out there. We know that you're listening, and we want to hear from you what your opinion is on this whole situation with that sorry-ass piece of crap, Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I have a hard enough time with his name. He says that better than me. But that's here or there. And we can laugh about that. But one thing I want to give a shout-out to, because I was in the Navy for 10 years, I want to give a shout-out to the Special Forces Naval SEALs. You know, that's a unique group. You never hear about them. You knew much about them. But if you're in the service, if you're in the Navy, you know a lot about them. So I give that special shout-out to them and what they did. And I congratulate all those men that had a hand in that. And I give them a big shout-out. And that's what you call a great American. When you bring down somebody like Osama bin Laden, and you can do it quietly but precisely, without innocent bystanders getting killed, that means children, women. I know his wife got killed.
Actually, she didn't.
That's
actually, she didn't.
Huh?
She didn't get killed.
But she got shot. To me, that was, that's an innocent bystander. Because her, I know she was married to him. I know she loved him. But she didn't have a say-so of the country. So to me, that was wrong.
To me, brother, that's collateral damage. Daryl? I said, to me, that was collateral damage. That's what that was. Daryl? Did we lose Daryl? I don't think so. He's still on the air. But, special shout out to the Navy SEALs that did that. They did a kick-ass job, and definite salute to them. And they deserve most of the credit for swooping in. The whole operation took somewhere around 40 minutes or so. If that, I mean, when I heard about it, I thought of the show 24, and I thought of, you know, when Jack Bauer would go in and get the bad guys, you know, and do it within an hour. Actually, he did it within 24 hours. So, but this was real life stuff, and this was the real deal, and definitely a special shout out to them. The Navy SEALs, I believe that President Bush should get some credit, and he has, rightfully so. Also, President Obama gets some credit. He doesn't get all the credit, but he gets some credit for making a very gutsy decision when he did, and sending in the Navy SEALs. Daryl, are you there? Okay, I seem to have lost my co-host. I don't know what's going on there.
I'm back. My phone went boo-boo and I went off the air. Sorry about that.
Okay, all right. Well, that's all right. That happens. Trust me, I know. That happens all the time. I was just saying that I appreciate the kick-ass job that the Navy SEALs did, and that they get a lot of the credit, and that was almost something like out of 24 with Jack Bauer, you know, swooping in and kicking ass. That's what the Navy SEALs did, and they did it within 40 minutes. You know, that whole operation took 40 minutes, and I think that Bin Laden's wife, that was consider collateral damage. It's one of those things where she was shot in the leg because, of course, some of the reports I'm hearing from the news is that he pushed her in front of the Navy SEALs. You know, the coward bitch that he was.
Yeah, see, that's wrong.
Yeah, but the coward.
I mean, he gonna push your wife? I mean.
Yeah, that I mean, that's the kind of coward bitch he was, you know. You know, I mean, seriously, you know, I'm glad they freaking shot him in the forehead. They also shot him in the chest, I've heard. But yeah, he had two guns nearby from what I've heard, and that you know, within reaching range where he could reach over and grab them, and that's why they shot him. And he didn't want to be taken alive, and I'm glad they didn't take him alive. I don't appreciate the fact that they took him, they cleaned him up, they gave him a proper burial at sea that took 45 minutes, you know, in relation to Islamic traditions, when a lot of moderate Islamists said, oh yeah, he's not one of us, but yet the U.S. military went and gave him a proper burial. That was something, you know. That was a little bit much, as far as I think. But we want to know what you think.
Do you know if his wife is sick? Have you heard or anything? Do you know if his wife or any of his military people has made any comments on the fall of Saddam Hussein, how it went down? I know they didn't know it was coming. I know that.
His wife.
They can't say they did.
His wife, they showed a picture of her on the news earlier. They haven't released her name, but she is being detained by Pakistani forces, okay, which doesn't bode well for her, but she is being detained by Pakistani forces. They don't know if she's going to be released to the United States custody to you know, so they can find out some information. But they got a crap load of information from the house. Like I said, they should have torched the house afterwards because it will become a shrine. But they did get a truckload of evidence and things, information that they could use to further get rid of other Al-Qaeda members. But they have not released her name, and they probably won't, but they said she was a young woman. They showed her picture, but they covered her eyes, which I don't get that. If you're showing her face and her forehead and you got a thing over her eyes, not covering her eyes, you still know what she looks like. I mean, really, you know?
That's the way they
are. That is so stupid when people do that.
Is this the way they are? I mean, they don't. I guess it's like this. If you don't see her eyes, you see her face, you don't know who she is. But, I mean, if she, okay, I understand she's his wife, a young wife, but did they really think she had that much involved in it? I don't. And maybe y'all disagree with me. A wife does everything a husband, people say a wife does what a husband say. True. But I don't believe she was involved with his activities of trying to shoot Americans. I don't. Unless she was just downright sick.
No, but she could let them know as far as how long he lived there, you know, what his travel was, you know. She could let him know those domestic details like that. How long you know, she had been in the house, how long they had been in the house. You know, people was coming and going from the house, all that sort of stuff that they can find out from her and get that information from her. I don't think she would know about, you know, other plots around the world, that sort of thing. So, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, you
was that there?
Like you said, we want to hear from the people out there. You know, our phone lines have been cold, and we know people listening. I mean, you don't want to hear us talk. Come on now. Give us the feedback. I mean, me and Steve, we've been talking and bore ourselves to goodness. But we want some other people to come in and talk. I mean, you know what? This is a big thing. The man is dead. I mean, you can't get it's done. No, it's not. Believe me, you, it's not. A couple of days from now, we have another attack on America. I'm not hoping and pray not. And don't take me dead, I'm saying it's going to happen. I hope and pray not, but you never know what's behind those corners.
Yeah.
Just because the main boss is dead, that don't mean somebody else can go step up and take his place. You always got to be alert. And you might disagree on the statement I just made, but it's a truth statement. You don't know when they're going to attack or where they're going to attack. That's just reality. That's now.
Yeah.
And we always got to be on the alert as Americans. We don't know what's behind the corner. You can turn, and you don't know day by day what's going to happen. You might say, I'm dumbfounded on that situation. Okay, if you want to call me dumbfounded on that situation because you think nobody's going to attack you, fine. Believe what you want to believe. If it happened, you can say, you just said Log Talk Radio, Steve Maduro's show, and he told you that you cannot say because he...
Yeah. Yep, and if I may add, you know, since... Bush had several things that happened after 9/11 that he took care of. We have not been attacked. There were several things that happened in under Obama's watch where we have not been attacked, but almost was. They was diverted. You have the underwear bomber in Detroit, and that was only diverted by the passengers on that plane. But you had the Times Square bomber who was so stupid he failed bombing 101, and thank God he did, because that could have hurt dozens and hundreds of people in Times Square. But and then you've also had the one attack, and I call it an attack, was what happened in November of 2009, and that was Nidal Hassan, the major that killed, they say 13 people, I'd say 14 because one woman was pregnant with a baby, and I count the baby as one of the murdered victims. So I'd say 14 victims, and that happened at Fort Hood, Texas. So we have had close calls, and there's going to always be close calls. Because there's always going to be some dumbass that wants to get out there and try to prove himself. If any of you have ever watched the show Charmed, you know, when a member of the underworld was killed, what happened? Other members of the underworld tried to prove their worth and step up to be the leader. And the way they did that was by attacking the Charmed ones. I know that's just a TV show, but... If you base that same reality in present day, what's going to happen is somebody is going to want to step up, and I hope they don't. I mean, I hope they don't, but I'm a realist, and I know that they will. Some idiot out there is going to want to make a name for himself, and he's going to cause some harm somewhere in the world. And we all have to be vigilant. We all have to be on the lookout because that terrorist attack could be right around the corner. God forbid, I hope not. I honestly hope not. I hope America never gets attacked again. But, you know, again, I'm a realist, and I know that it could happen. We have to live as it could happen, that it could happen tomorrow, and we have to all be vigilant and understanding and know to report suspicious activity and to, you know, call law enforcement and trust that our government is doing the right job and trying to keep these terrorists at bay. So and to keep the fight from coming back over here.
I am back. My phone gave out. I had to switch phones with my wife. So I am back for the second time. Thank you, Steve, for picking that up for me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I know you knew something happened. So, like Steve was saying, I mean, like you said, we're both realistic. We both hope it don't happen. But like you said, reality. Like you said, you got to look around the corner. You got to hope the government does the right thing. I mean, like he said tomorrow. I say a week or two. You know, we don't know. And like I said, it's somebody out there going to make a name on himself. We already know this. He is. And he's plotting it right now, see? Right now. So when he got killed, somebody was plotting to take his place.
Oh, yeah.
Said, okay,
definitely.
This is my chance. This is my chance. He gone. They ain't worried about him no more. Somebody, now I'm not expected. Nobody knows me. Nobody knows nothing about me. So I can make a name right now. I can tap America and put my name on the map. What kind of sense does that make? Okay, you're going to attack America, and you're going to put your name on the map because you're a terrorist. That's stupid. I mean, you're ignorant, you're dumb, you're crazy, you're just retarded.
Well, if you want, I can go one step. Daryl, if you want, I can go one step further than that from what you said. They're not only ignorant, stupid, and dumb, they're a dumbass. They're an ignorant, selfish son of a bitch who wants to make a freaking name for themselves, and they want to kill people in the name of Allah. Ooh. You know what? Go screw yourself. That's what I say. Instead of killing innocent people, why don't you just go screw yourself? How about that?
You know what? I don't think it's all Allah. I think, like you said, they want to make their name, but they put it in the name of Allah. Okay.
Yeah, I know they did.
They gotta have something behind religious. Allah is religious. People think Allah's great. He made us do. If you're gonna kill somebody, say, "I just want to kill somebody." Pure and simple. I want to go out and kill Americans. I want to go out and kill people in London. I want to kill people all over the world. I want to do this. Be a man and step up and say, "I want to do it." Don't blame it on Allah. Allah ain't got anything to do with it.
Or not just Allah. And it's not just Allah, okay? Let's be clear. And me and Daryl are not saying that it's just Allah, okay? There has been people, Timothy McVeigh, for instance, that, you know, he attacked his homeland back in 1995 in the name of Christianity. So it's not just Allah. Let's make that point clear, and we're not saying that. We're saying that, you know, there are people that hijack a religion, any religion, and try to make a freaking name for themselves and try to kill in the name of their God, and that's stupid. That's what we're saying. But we want to hear from you, you know. We really want to hear from you. So if you would, call us at 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212.
And give us a call. And see, you're going to go out with a song while we take a break on our voices right away.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, what I'm going to do, and this is like a four-minute address, this is President Bush's address to the country on 9/11/01. So we're going to play that in its entirety. Like I said, it's about 4.5 minutes, and we're going to play that. And this was his address to the country from the Oval Office right after the attacks on 9/11. So we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Good evening. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief, terrible sadness, and a quiet, unyielding anger. These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat. But they have failed. Our country is strong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world, and no one will keep that light from shining. Today, our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature, and we responded with the best of America, with the daring of our rescue workers, with the caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood and help in any way they could. Immediately following the first attack, I implemented our government's emergency response plans. Our military is powerful, and it's prepared. Our emergency teams are working in New York City and Washington, D.C. to help with local rescue efforts. Our first priority is to get help to those who have been injured and to take every precaution to protect our citizens at home and around the world from further attacks. The functions of our government continue without interruption. Federal agencies in Washington, which had to be evacuated today, are reopening for essential personnel tonight and will be open for business tomorrow. Our financial institutions remain strong, and the American economy will be open for business as well. The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts. I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice. We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them. I appreciate so very much the members of Congress who have joined me in strongly condemning these attacks. And on behalf of the American people, I thank the many world leaders who have called to offer their condolences and assistance. America and our friends and allies join with all those who want peace and security in the world, and we stand together to win the war against terrorism. Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, for the children whose worlds have been shattered, for all whose sense of safety and security has been threatened. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. America has stood down enemies before, and we will do so this time. None of us will ever forget this day, yet we go forth to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you. Good night, and God bless America.
And that was President Bush's speech from 9/11/01. I tried to find the speech that he made to Congress 9 days later, and I was unable to get that downloaded. But we are back, and this is KALD Sunny Internet Radio here in Sun Valley, Idaho. I am DJ Aaron D. And, of course, I'm joined in North Carolina by my co-host, Daryl Wynn. Our call-in numbers are 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212. We are still looking for our first caller to call in and talk because, you know, we can't I know I can't talk for 3 hours, and I'm sure Daryl can't talk for 2 hours. Like that, because we ran out of things to say. So we are looking for that first caller, and so please call in. So Daryl.
Okay. But, you know, see, I think people were surprised we did this show tonight. I don't know why. Maybe they didn't just really believe we did a show like this. It's a shocker. But it's reality. Me and Steve decided to do a show like this to see how many people will call in and will we get a comments. And I know people out there listening, and I don't understand why you don't want to call in. I mean, like I said, our opinions are nothing. We just don't show this to hear your opinion. I mean, we don't have opinion on it. We have our own personal opinion, but that doesn't actually say the show's opinion. That's just our personal opinion. Like Steve said, we love America. We were born here. We were raised here. I spent 10 years in the service here. So that shows you I am true blue. Like you said, something we don't agree on, and we never will agree on, like the presidency. You know, he disagrees, and I agree. He thinks Obama's a fool. I think Obama's great.
Well, I wouldn't call him a fool. If you remember my analogy from the summer of 2008. By the way, me and Daryl used to work together in Yellowstone. Well, you know, he worked in the kitchen. I did night audit, but we were roommates. We shared a bathroom. And the summer of 2008, I did a depiction of what would happen if Obama took office. I'm sure Daryl remembers this. I took my foot and I put it on the toilet and on the handle of the toilet, and I flushed it. And I said, "This is what's going to happen to the country if Obama gets elected." And guess what? I've been proven right. So, with that said, I'll take it, you know, one step further. I don't think that Obama's a fool. I think he's a very smart man. You know, he is our president, and even though I may disagree with him on a political level, I don't dislike the man. I mean, the man is a role model as far as, you know, I mean, he has a hot wife, he has two beautiful girls, and, you know, that's something to be cherished, no matter what color you are, that's something to be cherished, but his policies I don't agree with, but we want to hear from you, and we've said this several times, we want to hear from you. We know you're out there listening, okay? I don't normally do a show like this. I did a show back in January, and I had people call in and listen. It's like, where are you at now, those callers? You know, I did a show about the shootings in Arizona and the impact that it would have on our country and trying to come together. And luckily, people called in, and luckily the main person, she survived, and she's getting better every day. And she's no longer just a representative of her district. She's basically a representative of all of America, and all of America is rooting for her. Unfortunately, 6 people did lose their lives that day, and about 18 or 19 other people was severely injured. But I did that show, and I ran that show twice, and that has been one of my most popular shows that I ran. And I'm hoping that people will listen and understand. Like I said, I have a different mentality than Daryl. Doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean he's right. It's just our opinions. And as my father, who I don't speak to anymore, as he so eloquently put, he said, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. So with that said, call in. Like I said, we're tired of hearing. I'm tired of hearing my own voice, you know. I mean, a cat with a, you know, with a cough sounds better than I do. So 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212 are the call-in numbers. We know that you're out there. We know that you're listening. Pick up the phone, call in, give us your opinion. You know, I know that this show is on this is almost primetime hours on the East Coast. I'm in the Mountain Time Zone. I'm 2 hours behind you. But I know this show is almost in prime time, and there's a lot of shows out there. But I know that there are people listening, and so, like I said, feel free to call in, you know. So, and I hope those that are listening, I hope you enjoyed that presidential address by former President George W. Bush. I know I did. That's why I played it. So, Daryl.
Yeah, as Steve said, you know, we know it's prime time. Well, it's almost prime. Well, it is prime time out here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I know people are listening. So, like you said, give us a call. I mean, it's all about what you think should happen to the pitchers, what you think will happen with the burial. Do you think they buried him right? Do you think that they should have buried him at sea, or you think they should have dumped him in a pine box? And we want all that opinion. I mean, I think, and this is just my opinion, I think they did the right thing, and that's dump him in a pine box. You know, nobody belongs in a pine box. So they did bury him at sea. Great. Fine dandy. Steve might disagree with me there. And that's his opinion.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's how can I put it? It's what you think. I think they gave the man a proper burial. Yeah. Do I like the burial they gave him? No. But saying this, nobody should be buried disrespectfully. Even if he's a murderer, a martyr, or whatever, he should still be disrespected. And Steve, you might disagree with me there, and I understand.
I do.
I do. Do I understand?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And,
I disagree. And the reason... The reason why I disagree is because over 1,100 people that died on 9/11 in the towers of the World Trade Center, their families never got any ashes, any remains, because they were basically obliterated. A mad ass, a piece of crap like Osama bin Laden does not deserve a proper burial. I'm sorry, he don't. You know, if this happened 100 years ago, and they captured him, they would have taken him as a traveling circus show and for the people to see him, and people to throw stones at his sorry butt. You know, like I said, I like my opinion of cutting off his freaking head, stuffing it, and putting it on display at Ground Zero. Of course, I'm a little bit sadistic when it comes to this. This normally not how I am, but I am in this case because I remember waking up on 9/11 after going to sleep that morning. I remember waking up around 12:30 that afternoon to a different world, to a world where terrorism existed and where America was vulnerable. So I still remember how I felt that day. I still remember seeing those images for the first time, running around like a chicken with its head cut off, wondering what in the hell was going on and what was happening, and trying to get the full details and trying to process it and analyze it. And this is somebody that did not even have any family or friends that actually died, but this is somebody as an American citizen who took this attack personally. And so, like I said, they should have cut off his freaking head, stuffed it, and put it at Ground Zero so the family members and victims that survived the attack on 9/11 could see his sorry head and know that he is dead. Should they release his photos? Oh, hell yeah, they should release those photos. You know, screw proper burial and screw pissing off other people in the world. They're already going to hate us anyway. So why not release the damn photos? Stop all the conspiracy theories that he's not dead. Yeah, they could be doctored. So what? There was photos floating around Sunday night of Bin Laden dead, And somebody made a joke that his beard was dark, so he must use hair, one of those hair products that darken your just for men. That's it. That darken your beard. He must have used that. But you know, I don't know if that was a real photo or a fake or doctored. It doesn't matter to me. That was satisfaction. But actually seeing him lying in a pool of blood, that would be enough satisfaction for me. Like I said, I'm not sadistic normally, but when it comes to the madman that killed 3,000 of my fellow American citizens, hell yeah, I'm sadistic, and hell yeah, I want to see that photo as closure. That, and that's just me. That's my opinion. But we welcome yours, 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212.
Well, you know, Steve, your opinion is good, and we, like you said, we have two different opinions. I mean, I don't like him. People do not, and Steve didn't put it out there, people do not think I like the man, and because I say he should have a proper burial. I look at it like this, and in one way I agree with Steve, that he is, I do wish I could see his head and all that cut off, period. But the family members, okay, they all, I just don't believe all the family members are bad. He got kids. You get what I'm saying, Steve?
Yeah. No,
now,
I did.
Maybe I'm wrong, but he still had family. And, you know, all his family is not terrorists. I hope not. I can't say they is or I can't say they're not. But I just hope that because of the kids, okay? It's just a part of me. You know, it's, I don't know.
Maybe well, you I'm, know, I think about Hitler, you know, because he is the modern-day Hitler. I think about Hitler and what he did to 6 million Jews and other people, even non-Jews, that you know, Polish people and people, you know, in Eastern Europe and Russia and France and people in Britain that he killed, the people in Italy that him and Mussolini killed, and the, you know, his alliance with Japan. But I think about Hitler in this form, the fact that he killed all those people and the fact that he took the easy way out and committed suicide, and then I think they burned his body. I think if my history is correct, maybe not. I don't know. If someone is out there that knows, you're welcome to correct me. I welcome that. But, you know, that's what opinions are for. And, but I think about Hitler in that regard. And if, you know, what happened to, Osama bin Laden happened to Hitler, you know, and if I lived back in 1945, I would probably say the same thing about Hitler. And, you know, people say, oh, the celebrations were some people say, oh, the celebrations were disrespectful. You know, the singing and cheering by college students and people at Ground Zero and the military academies and outside the White House. And no, I think for the first time since 9/12, this country was united mostly by a sense of patriotism. And I hope we can keep that. But unfortunately, we have a divisiveness and we have a two-party system and we have some Republicans and some Democrats and independents. And we have two very opposing points of view in this country. You know, and basically the way the country is divided, there's 30% is on the right or the far right. 30% is on the left, the far left. The other 40% is in somewhere in the middle. And a majority of Americans are considered in the middle. And but it's that extreme left, extreme right, that sometimes just does things and makes it where it's very difficult to disagree with someone. But that's the beauty of America, is that you can disagree with somebody and then, you know, take them out to dinner for a big steak, you know, right afterwards, you know. Or at least that's the way it used to be. So.
Yeah, but you know, see, like what do you say? This is me and your opinion. People who, I'm sorry people haven't called in. I know people have been listening because I can tell. All the people that have been listening, I hope you enjoyed the show. You heard me and Steve's opinion. And like I said before, you agree or disagree, that's why you didn't call in. That's on you. We did the show. We thought we had a better response than we did. But we did our part. As me and Steve did, we come ready, we did our part, we told you our point of view of it, we wanted yours. It was here, it was hit and miss if you called in or not. If you just wanted to listen, that's fine. And Dan and us to talk about it, you know, that's your opinion. And then that's where you felt. But the sad part is, I wish somebody had called in and gave us a little opinion of what they thought about our show. If you liked it or you didn't like it or you hated it or you thought we shouldn't have did it or it was a bunch of crap, a bunch of bull, it wouldn't hurt either one of our opinions. I mean, it wouldn't hurt any one of our feelings, because that's what talk show is. It's all about opinion and people letting off steam. That's what it's about, and that's what it's always going to be about. There's nothing personal about it. We're not going to take it personal because it's your opinion. And your opinion is your opinion. We can't take it personal because talk shows have been around for a long time, and nobody's going to take nothing personal.
And not
but
only
we gave
that,
you a chance to do it.
And not only that, but the thing is that, you know, the death of Bin Laden released a lot of raw emotion that a lot of Americans have been carrying around and building up for 10 freaking years. You know, it took a long time to kill him. Now, I just checked my listeners, and it's doubled. It was 2, now it's up to 4 that are or have been listening to the show. You still got, on my part, you still got an hour and 37 minutes. You still got 37 minutes on Daryl's part to call in and listen and call in and give your opinion. That's what we want. Let me give the call-in numbers again before I play another song. The call-in numbers are 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212. Those are the call-in numbers. You're welcome to call in. I'm going to play another song, take another little break. And I'm sure Daryl welcomes that too, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So we're going to play another song, and we will be back in just a couple. Actually, we'll play 2 songs back to back, and we'll be back in a few minutes. First song is called New York. This is by Ryan Adams. The video for this song was shot on 9/10/2001. This was shot. The video for the song was shot one day before the terrorist attacks, and so it makes this song even more special. And then we're also going to play and hear from a little Alan Jackson with Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning. This is Sunny Internet Radio, KALD, here in Sun Valley, Elkhorn Village, Idaho. Thank you so much for listening. Again, we want you to call in. There's still time left to call in, but this is Ryan Adams with New York. We'll be right back.
it in the folds in my wallet, and it stayed pretty good. Still amazed that I didn't lose that all over for the place when I was drunk and I was thinking of you. Every day the children, they were singing the tune down on the streets, and you could hear from the side. You used to take the subway on the house and the third, I would wait for you and not try to hide. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want to. The world won't win, what's a shame, but honey, I don't blame you. Hell, I still love you, New York. Hell, I still love you, New York. New York. I remember Christmas in the blistering cold in the church on the Upper West Side. Babe, I stood to sing and I was holding your arm. You were holding my trust like a child. Found a lot of trouble out on Avenue B, but I tried to keep it over hello. Farewell to the city and the love of my life. If you left before we had to go. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want them to. Leave the sheet, so thing out the door.
Dust off that Bible. open your eyes, hope it never happens. Close your eyes and I'll go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset, first time in ages, speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Sunny Internet Radio, KALD, Elkhorn Village, Idaho. I am your host, DJ Aaron D., and I've got my co-host, live from Charlotte, North Carolina, Mr. Daryl Wynn. And that was Alan Jackson with Where Will You When the World Stop Turning. Of course, he performed that song in October 2001, about a month after the terrorist attacks, at the Country Music Awards that year. And right before that, we heard New York by Ryan Adams. Of course, as I said in the intro to that song was, the video for that song was shot one day before 9/11. So that was shot on Monday, September 10th, 2001. And the video has the Trade Towers in the background. And so anyway, we're back with Daryl. And we're still waiting on our callers.
And Steve, you know, I am just a little bit disappointed. I mean, I know you want this to be your good show. Maybe I was a bad host.
No, you can't blame yourself. you can't blame yourself or blame me. It's just, you know, people, you know, they might be hesitant to call in. You know, they think that we'll bully them, and we won't. If people would listen to, if they've listened to that show I did back in January, about the shootings in Arizona, I had a caller on there named Mr. Colorado, and a very liberal guy, and I let him talk more than I should, and I had to actually mute him in order to get a word in edgewise. So anyway, excuse me. We have an hour and 25 minutes left of my show and 25 minutes left of Daryl's show. The call-in numbers are 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212. So,
overall, I think the show was good. We both did a good job on our views. And, you know, like you said, Steve, people might have hesitated in calling because they just didn't want to give their opinion. Some people want to keep it to themselves. Some people might have thought, We wouldn't let them make you say you had to mute somebody. Maybe they thought if they got a little bit too boisterous, too loud, too outrageous, we would have muted them.
Yeah.
It's a possibility, but I'm not saying it would have happened. I mean,
right.
We don't know.
Exactly.
You know, if that was your point for not calling in because you thought maybe we were going to mute you, you never know because you never did call in to talk. So, I mean, that's your fault for guessing what we would do. All we did was put it out there for you tonight to call in, listen to us, and we listen to you, give your opinions, give your say-sos, give you what Obama did today. Did you think that was just? Did you think it was unjust? And like Rick C said, you got Democrats, you got Republicans, you got right-wing, left-wing, you got all kind of chaos in there. And like you said, and Steve, one thing I'm going to say, and you might disagree, because like I say, people, me and Steve, we don't agree. And we've been friends almost, 5 years now, Steve?
Well, since 2008, so 3 years. It seems like 5 years sometimes. But
yeah. And we may disagree, but I think this is probably would help Obama because he's the president that helped bring down Ben Osama. No other president was able to do it. George Bush wasn't able to do it. George Bush Jr. wasn't able to do it. George Bush Sr. wasn't able to do it. Jimmy Carter wasn't able to do it.
Wait a minute. He started with Clinton, so Mr. I didn't have
Clinton
that, you know. So it was Clinton, Bush, and Obama. Clinton did not try, you know. He couldn't keep his ding dong out of, you know, in his pants. You know, he wanted to boink Monica Lewinsky underneath the Oval Office desk. You know, that was his deal. George Bush certainly tried, and he put in the policies in place to that led to the capture. But like I said, I give credit to Obama for capturing him, but I don't think that this is going to help him. There's too many other issues, too many other things that is going on with the economy.
It's going to help him a little bit.
For the short term, and I'll give you an example. George Bush Sr., President George H.W. Bush, our 41st president of the United States from 89 through 93, you know, after the Gulf War, his approval rating was around 90%. And then because of the economy and various things that was going on, of course, he lost election to Mr. I can't keep my thing in my pants. And we got 8 years of him, and we've gotten about 20 years of his wife, unfortunately. So, yeah. So,
but hey, and like you said, his Putin rating probably went up to 90 right now. Is it going to stay up there? Of course not. I mean, I see what you say. Is it going to stay
there? I'm talking about President Bush Sr. His approval ratings went up to 90%. According to the latest polls, and they said them today, President Obama's approval ratings went up. Sunday afternoon, they was around 45%, 46%. They've gone up to about 51%. So they've only gone up. They've only gone up about 5 points. So.
Is it going to stay there? Of course not. I mean, is it going to stay there? Of course not. Because like she say, there's other issues in the United States that he bumbled. And people understand, I am a Democrat and Steve is a Republican.
You almost said you were a Republican.
So,
you almost said that.
Yeah, I know.
That would have been funny if you had said that.
Yeah. But you also know, and we both have had our views on the presidency and the distant presidency and the Congress and the non-Congress and the House and the non-House. I call it the non-House because they can't pass a sheet paper. And the Senate, oh, Lord, they need help anyway, you know. Let's go get on them. But everybody needs help. It's all about what happened to Saddam Hussein. It'll be another time me and Steve get on that subject about the Senate, the Republican Senate, and the Republican House that can't
pass a
bill.
Democrat Senate. The Democrats still control the Senate. They don't control it like but they still control the Senate, and that's why nothing will pass. Everything that passes the Republican House gets defeated in the Democratic Senate, and then if it happened to pass the Democratic Senate by those Democrats that are scared about 2012, it would be vetoed by the Democratic president. That's why I'm predicting in 2012 that the Republicans will retake the Senate, they'll keep the House, and they will retake the presidency, and then things will be able to get approved, and we'll be able to get rid of this stupid health care and all this other crap, this massive spending that is putting us further and further in debt, and where our, you know, soon everybody in this country will probably be required to learn Chinese, because soon they're going to take over this country if we keep going the way they're going, because we owe them so much money because we keep borrowing from them sorry asses.
Well, that's what me and Steve disagree. He's a stump Republican. I'm a stump Democrat, and we always have our opinions on that. And, you know, that's just nature, that's just us, and that's just American people. Like you said, next year, when it comes around, Obama will be the next year president for 4 more years, so he'll be in there 8 years. Because the Republicans don't have a chance in the world. Whoever we put against him gonna get slaughtered. But
I will say this. I will say this, Darryl. There is one person that if he ends up winning the Republican nomination, I will not vote for him. I will vote third party. Of course, I live in a safe state. That's Ron Paul. If Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, if he ends up winning the Republican nomination for president of the United States, because he's had 9/11 views that are out there, that are far out there, if he ends up winning the nomination, I will not vote for him. I will gladly vote for a third party candidate from like a conservative party or some other third party candidate that would be more in line with my views. I will never
ever a Democrat.
No, because that would be Obama. And there's no way. The only way I will ever vote for Obama is if he ran against Snooki from Jersey Shore. That's the only way I would ever vote for Obama. Other than that, no chance in hell I would vote for Obama. But if Ron Paul,
how about the guy that used to play on Law and Order? What's his name?
Fred Thompson.
No.
Yeah.
If he ran anyone, we'd vote for him.
Maybe. But Ron Paul, I would never vote for Ron Paul at all. But see, I live in a safe state. Idaho is a very safe state anyway, and it's a very conservative state, so my one vote won't matter.
It is,
and so my one vote will not matter if I vote for a third party candidate, because I vote my conscience, and I've done it before. In 2006, when I lived in Florida, Charlie Crist was running for president or running for governor, and President Bush was going to come down to Florida and campaign with him. And Charlie Crist, the little bitch that he is, he didn't want the president to come down. So he went on to the other side of the state to campaign while Bush came down and campaigned in another area. I thought that was highly offensive and highly disrespectful of the president at the time, President Bush. So I chose right then and there. I figured that my one vote wouldn't matter, and it didn't. But I voted my conscience and voted third party and did not vote for that little snake in the grass, Charlie Crist. And then as it turns out, 4 years later, you see what he did. last year. He was running for Senate as a Republican. He didn't think he was going to win, so he decided to whine and bitch and complain and go as an independent, and he got his ass handed to him by Marco Rubio.
Yeah, he did do that. He did
so,
do that.
Yep. So I knew in 2006 what kind of snake in the grass Charlie Crist was, so I didn't vote for him. I voted third party. And like I said, if Ron Paul runs for and wins the Republican nomination for president, I will not vote for him. I will vote third party because I will vote my conscience.
You know, people out there listening to that show don't like that response you just said. You know that. Probably not.
I am a Republican. I'm a staunch Republican. But I will vote my conscience. If I don't like the person that is running, I will vote third party. Because I, in good conscience, cannot give my vote. And I take my vote seriously. I've voted in every presidential election since 1996. I voted in state and local races, and I've even ran myself for city council here in Sun Valley, Idaho. I lost. I only got 13 votes, 12 plus myself, but still, I've partaken in the democratic process myself, but I, in good conscience, as a citizen of the United States who takes his vote very seriously, does not and will not vote for somebody that I don't approve of. So if it happened, and there's going to be 12, 15 candidates that's going to end up, you know, running on the Republican side that will have to be weeded out. But if Ron Paul survives all of them and makes it to the general election in November of next year, I will not vote for him. I don't care, you know, what he says, what he has said in the past about 9/11, the conspiracy behind 9/11. Turn me off to him. Now, if his son ran, Rand Paul, if he ran, that would be different. But Ron Paul is an extremist. He's way out there. And I, like I said, in good conscience, would not vote for him. I won't vote for Obama, like I said, only if Snooki ran. And Snooki can't run. She's too young. And nobody would vote for her skink ass anyway. But that's neither here nor there. So...
folks, this is what we came to now. I got 12 minutes left on my show. I got an hour. This is what our show has come to right now for this part of our show. After I'm done, see, we'll have another show to be all music. We'll hope you enjoy it. And he's going to play some pretty good music for y'all. I don't think he's going to talk too much because he can talk 2 hours already.
I won't talk at all.
Like you said, he probably won't talk at all.
Except for at the very end, like I always do on all my shows, I talk at the very end before the last song. I will talk then, but I will not talk because I've talked more in the last 2 hours on my radio show than I've done all year. So, except for that one show.
Let me tell you something. We have done some talking for the last 2 hours with nobody calling in, but it was our choice. And this is what we've done, and we live.
And
we're proud of.
Yeah.
We're proud of because we did.
And we're glad we did this because it's not that we felt like we had a responsibility to do this. We wanted to do this. No one put a gun through our head and said, you have to do this. That's the American way, you know. And I know there's a lot of other shows out there. There's one other, because I had my show under the Politics Conservative, even though, you know, I have used some language tonight, but when it comes to Obama and when it comes to Ron Paul, I kind of get a little bit intense in my language, and I do apologize if I've offended anybody. I apologize to a certain degree. I'm not going to kiss you behind because I spoke the way I spoke, but I'm just saying, you know, I apologize for my language because I wasn't raised that way. I do apologize. But like I said, I will speak my opinion like Daryl does, and that's the American way. And unfortunately, that's all that you've heard tonight is from me and Daryl. because nobody has called in. We've given the number several times. We'll give him one more time. He has 10 minutes left of his show. I have 70 left of my show. But 347-850-1572 or 714-464-5212. The lines are open for another 9 minutes, and then the phone lines will be closed because Daryl will say goodbye, and he'll probably get some dinner. And I'll be playing some great music from the 50s through today because that's what I do here on Sunny Internet Radio, KALD, out of Elkhorn Village, Idaho. And if any terrorists are listening, you want to come and speak to me personally, fine, I'll kick your ass. So there you go.
And me and Steve, we will be doing another show. Most likely it'll be on the Democrat and Republican side of the election. How we think the... No, we'll do this. We'll do how we think Obama has done for the last two years, going to the last year, next year. And we want your comments on that. Me and Steve had to get together on that time and that show. Hopefully we'll do a little bit better on that show. People could tell us what they think about it.
Well, I could already tell you. I could already tell you. That's how he's done.
I'm talking about the show, Steve, the show. So, this show. So me and him, we had to talk to set up that time and date when we want to do that show. We know his opinion. He doesn't like Obama at all. And he's a good friend, and I can't disrespect him in that way because that's his opinion. He's always told me his opinion. He has made me. Let me tell y'all something. We was up in when we worked together from that surprise. Steve played Footloose, and I failed. For some reason, this guy had a chance. He wanted to play Footloose, and I fell, and I had to go to the hospital.
No, you're not telling it correct. You disrespected Footloose. Never disrespect Kevin Bacon. You disrespected Footloose, and you end up falling on your ass and going to the hospital in Rexburg, Idaho. Okay, because you disrespected Footloose.
I'm
going to
put that part in.
Uh-huh, but that's what happened. That's what happened.
I could put it all on you.
Yeah, see, Footloose is one of my favorite movies, okay? I love the music. I'm Free, one of my favorite songs. It's not his most popular song from that soundtrack. That's Footloose from Kenny Loggins. It's had several other songs, Holding Out for a Hero by Bonnie Tyler, Let's Hear It for the Boy, Denise Williams, just to name a few of the songs that were on that soundtrack. And then the expanded soundtrack had songs like Hurt So Good by John Mellencamp and Bang Your Head, Mental Health by Quiet Riot. But I played that movie, and he disrespected that movie. And not even 5 minutes after he disrespected that movie, I heard the thump. And it's like, what the hell was that? And I go in his room, he's laying on the floor, basically saying I've fallen and I can't get up, like one of those old-timey commercials, with the old people. He was the real-life version of that, So his sorry butt got taken to the hospital. When he got back, I think the movie I was playing was Footloose when you got back. As I told you then, I'll tell you now, you don't disrespect Kevin Bacon and Footloose. You don't do it.
Yeah, but you know what? That was the funny part of it. I tried to blame it on Steve, and he told you the whole story. So there went my part trying to blame it on Steve. Folks, I got 5 minutes. I'm going to give my last little comment about the show tonight. And I think we did a very good job. Thank you, Steve, for hosting the show with me.
And no problem.
It was very enlightenment.
And entertaining. Funny.
And entertainment. I hope we can do it again.
Yeah, and that was our comedy bit of the show, by the way.
Yeah, that was. So we got up to the point where we just got tired of talking. So, people, you missed out on a great show. You missed out on calling in. You just missed out on everything. You got to hear us for 2 hours. We hope you enjoyed it. We know people was out there listening, and we hope you really enjoyed it. We hope you take our comments and put them in the trash can, throw them away, do whatever what you want with them. You know,
or flush them. Or flush them.
Flush them. What you want to do with them. That was our opinion. We did the show. You did not call in.
We had to improvise for 2 hours. That's what it is, you know.
Yeah. We had to improvise, and we did a pretty good job. And as Steve said on his show, it's been fun. I will sign off with 4 minutes left. Let Steve finish the show out. And this is Daryl. This is Daryl from where am I at? Charlotte, North Carolina.
You don't even know where you're at.
Saying good evening. Everybody have a blessed night.
Oh, my God. You don't even know where you're at.
All right, Steve. Until next time, y'all have a nice night. Goodbye.
Wow. Okay, thank you, Daryl. That was Daryl Wynn from Charlotte, North Carolina. As he said, he didn't know where he was at. I knew where he was at. So thank you for that. Now, if you want to hear our comedy show that we just did, even though it wasn't originally a comedy show, but as it turned out to be a comedy show, me and him get along great. Let me tell you something else. I had this movie in Yellowstone. He's still on the air. He can hear me. So I'll say this real quick. He is actually just hung up, but that's all right. I'll say this real quick. I have this movie in Yellowstone. The Distinguished Gentleman, Eddie Murphy. Great movie. Great movie. Daryl watched it. He thought he lost it. And he thought I was going to be so upset with him that he lost the movie. He's like, I think I lost your movie. I said, so what? It's only just a movie, you know? It doesn't matter, you know? We definitely had our moments, and he helped me out. I helped him out, you know, and we became like brothers. So even though he's like 20 years older than me, but we became like brothers in Yellowstone, and we've been friends ever since. And, you know, I'm glad that he's in my life, him and his wife. And like I said, they're good folk. They're good people. And I may disagree with them, but, you know, you're not going to agree with everybody all the time. You know, that would make life very boring. My grandmother's the same way. So, anyway, now I can hardly talk now. Okay, so we've played several songs, all patriotic. So we're going to continue on now, and we're going to start off this part of the show with John Mellencamp from 2007. This is called Our Country here on Sunny Internet Radio, KALD, Internet Radio here in Elkhorn Village, Idaho. I will talk to you at the end of the show. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this portion of great music from the 1950s through today.
Country. From there. Right, and Bin Laden, whoa, laughing on his back. We will play for keeps with our own arsenal attack. Look out everywhere, we got the world on our team. Many million faces gonna do that Afghan ream. We got a cowboy on Air Force One, he does right. And Bin Laden, you want it dead or alive? Bush is a cowboy with the world on his side. And Bin Laden, you want it dead or alive? Bin Laden, dead or alive?
Thank you. Let the whole world like some wide-eyed dreamer that just folds in off a dusty Midwest bus. Yeah, on the outside, I look fragile, but on the inside, it's something you can't crush, 'cause I'm country strong.
Damn. rhyme. You break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. You lose the inhibition. Follow your intuition. Free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, bullets full of heat out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. We spread it till it's burned out. Turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East Side. Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked. Get started. Get started.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Idaho. It's 54 degrees outside, which is pretty warm for us for early May. Thank you for listening today to our special three-hour show. 2 hours with my good buddy Daryl Wynn, and then 1 hour of some great music from the last three, four decades of decades. So that was 13-year-old Rebecca Black with Friday. Of course, tomorrow is Friday. Today is Thursday. We so excited. We so excited. Today is Cinco de Mayo. But I'm doing this now because I'm going to play two songs left. There's two songs I want to play. The first one came out in the summer of 2001, before 9/11. It went to the Pearl Harbor soundtrack. So every time I hear this song, I think about 9/11 because of the fact that it came out before, right before 9/11 happened. And it's Faith Hill with There You'll Be. Also, to end our show, and you'll be able to hear the rest of this on the download afterwards. You'll hear part of it now, but it will is Dido with Thank You. And thank you to everyone who listens. Thank you, special thank you to the Navy SEALs for capturing and killing that piece of crap, Osama bin Laden. And thank you to our current president for doing the order. I don't agree with what you've done since, but the fact that you ordered his killing is great. And thank you to President Bush. I'm always going to be a supporter of his. And always will be. And on 90% of the stuff that he does. So anyway, we got 4 minutes left. I'm rambling on. So we're going to end the show with There You'll Be by Faith Hill and Thank You by Dido. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other. This is DJ Aaron D signing off from beautiful Elkhorn Village, Idaho, and sunny Internet Radio, KALV, here in Elkhorn Village. Have a good night, and I'll talk to you later.
When I think back on these times and the dreams we left behind, I'll be glad, 'cause I was blessed to get to have you in my life. When I look back on these days, I'll look and see your face. You were right there for me.
the dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, access. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. Shifted on so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. Look from the taxi man, turn on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play a black song. The butterfly fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Put my hands up to play a black song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rockin' cake? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is stilettos. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney.
watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know nobody's fault. Don't know the reason, stayed here all season. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo, but it's a real beauty. I'm Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Stepped on a pop top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away.
I know who I want to take me home. I other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons. Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach.
Everyone told me to be.